to come up and introduce him because he has been my brother outside of the church and in the church.
Yes.
Talking about having your back.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
He's had my back the entire time of ministry.
Amen. Praise God.
And you know, he don't make any noise. He don't look for pats on the back.
Mm-hmm.
He just do the work.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
I would like to introduce to you one of my biggest spiritual encourager, Minister Anthony Petty, as he brings you in. Please welcome him.
Amen. Let the church say amen.
Amen.
Amen. We're glad to be here this morning. That was a very warm introduction there from the pastor. Praise God. And I thank God for him. No pressure, right? No pressure, right?
No pressure.
I thank and praise God for being here, for being part of the sixth time that we have come together.
To
have this anniversary. So it's a wonderful thing. It's just something that God is doing. It's a move of God. Can we say amen to
amen.
That?
Amen.
God is moving. We want to be in the midst. And
yes,
we thank and praise God
right,
for just
right.
An opportunity. I know that I'm standing between you and another meal, praise God. But we got to get this one in before we go to the other one. Amen.
Amen.
It's just like when you're at home, mama said you got to eat your food before you get to the dessert.
Amen.
So we got to get this meal in before we turn around and before we really break bread. Because I know it's going to be a good time when we do that. But we want to do this, praise God. And I am standing here. I'm excited because of who God is and what he's doing,
yes.
Praise God. And
right.
For all of you,
right.
I see some wonderful faces out there. Some that I have been knowing over the past 6 years. Can we say amen?
Amen.
I see you, brother. Amen. I'm just excited to be here. And I want to have you all turn in your Bibles if you have them. But we're going to go to the book of 1 Peter. And I know everybody that gets over here behind the mic said, I won't be here before you long. So I'm going to say that, but you can hold me to it. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Pastor, if I get long winded, you just give me the nod. Praise God. I know what it means. Sit on down. But we're going to the book of 1 Peter, and we're going to go to the second chapter. 1 Peter chapter 2 and verse 9. 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 9. When you find it, say amen.
Amen.
All right, I hear the amen corner. Amen. It says, you will find words similar to these, but ye are a chosen generation.
Amen.
Yes.
A royal priesthood.
Yes.
A holy nation.
Yes.
A peculiar people.
Yes.
That you should shoot forth the praises of him who has called you out of darkness into the marvelous light. Can we say amen?
Amen. Amen.
Now, Brother Brown was talking about spending time in some darkness. Amen. And I would imagine that most of us have been somewhere in our lives. There have been some dark corners. Amen.
Amen.
But the Bible lets us know that we are chosen. Amen.
Amen.
That we are a chosen generation,
amen.
A royal priesthood,
amen.
A holy nation, and a peculiar people.
Amen.
And that God has called us out of darkness into his marvelous light.
Thank you, Lord.
So we want to talk a little bit about this, and I want to spend most of my time talking about a chosen people.
Yes.
But before I go there, I want to talk about this peculiar people.
Yes.
Because I heard True Gospel has some strange individuals up in here.
That's what I heard.
Some strange people who call on the name of Jesus.
Yeah.
Someone who died 2,000 years ago, they believe that he still has an effect on their lives today.
Yeah.
Some strangeness going on, amen? Some Bible toting, scripture quoting, amen? Somebody speaking in tongues, hallelujah.
Yeah.
Things going on. Strange people, praise God. I saw a couple of your members the other day trying to walk on a puddle outside the church. The other one said, we're not going to walk on it. We're going to divide this puddle. We're going to walk through. Strange people in the house of God today, praise God. Anytime we believe it in God, to some folks it's really strange. Amen.
Amen.
Some folks
Amen.
Are too sophisticated to believe in prayer, but we believe that this is a prayer warrior type church. Amen.
Amen.
True gospel.
Amen.
With a name like True Gospel, it's got to be good. Amen. That's what they said about Smuckers, praise God. Yeah. But with a name like True Gospel, it's got to be good, praise God. You want it to be on point. But not only do we have some peculiar people, praise God, but we have a holy nation of folks that are up in here. Can we say amen?
Amen.
Some of y'all holy?
Amen.
All right, I got to be right. Amen. Some of you are living holy. Holy meaning that you're separated. Amen.
That's
set
right.
apart for God's glory, for his honor, and for his use.
That's
ain't
right.
nothing wrong with being holy, man.
That's right.
The Bible says that God says, be ye holy for what?
I am holy,
praise God. And we want to be like him.
Yes.
But then it also says that there is a royal priesthood, praise God.
Yeah.
There's a royal family in the midst, amen?
Amen.
I'm feeling a connection to some royalty right down in this area here.
Right.
Something's going on, praise God. But it's one thing to have royalty in the mix, but it's another thing also to be related to royalty. Can we say amen?
Amen.
I spent some time overseas in one of the countries that I was in. The closer you got to royalty, the smaller your license plate was.
Yeah.
So if you had number one, that means you were the number one person in the country. And as it got longer, that means that you were related, but not so related, praise God. But as we can see here, we're related to the first family, amen?
Amen.
We're related to them not because of man's blood, but because of the blood of Jesus. Can we say amen?
Amen.
So as I look down and I see royalty here, praise God, it spreads throughout the building, praise God.
Amen.
I see some royal folks in here.
Amen.
I see some folks dressed for the occasion. Amen.
Amen.
I saw him dressed in a purple robe the other day, praise God. Last week, as a matter of fact, last Friday. So I know there's some royalty in the house.
Yes.
But I want to spend most of my time talking about a chosen generation, praise God. A chosen generation.
Yes.
Somebody here has been chosen. And I believe that the church has been chosen, praise God. The church has been put here on earth for a reason.
Yes.
And I'm talking about True Gospel.
Yes.
I'm talking about being put here in this area for a reason.
Yes.
This didn't pop up for no reason, but it's been put here for a reason, praise God.
Amen.
So to be chosen, and I got into my dictionary and I looked up the word chosen. I just wanted to be correct in terms of how I talk about it. But to be chosen, when I looked it up, it says to be picked out. Now, y'all probably remember when we were kids and we were picking out people for a team that we were playing on. Y'all remember that?
Yeah.
Y'all were looking for somebody that could help you to do what it is that you were going to be doing. So you picked out the best and the most appropriate.
That's
what it means to be chosen. You're picking out the best and the most appropriate. So if I was out playing ball, I was going to pick out those individuals that I knew that could help me win. So as I look out here today, I have seen and I am looking at some of God's best. Amen. And his most appropriate.
Amen.
Now, y'all might look at yourselves and say, me? Yes, I'm talking about you. I'm going to look you straight up in the face and say, yes, I am talking about you.
Yes,
God has chosen you, praise God. When I look in the Bible, I'm reminded of Jeremiah. And God told Jeremiah that before I formed you in the belly, I knew you. Now that's deep right there. Before I even formed you in the belly, I knew you. See, he was busy picking out. Even then.
That's right.
And there was a whole lot of opportunity that could have happened. You know, if we go back and we talk about things that we learned in health and how the swimmers and the eggs come together. Y'all know what I'm saying?
That's right.
There's a lot of different possibilities that could have happened that could have developed being you. But if out of all those possibilities, it turned out to be you. Can we say amen? God picked you. He chose you. He said, before you came out of your mother's womb, that's what he told Jeremiah. He said he sanctified him and he separated him and he ordained him. So as we look at ourselves, we look at and we see what God is doing. Before any of us came out of the womb, God separated us and he ordained us. To be ordained means that God picked you out. He called you. He anointed you. And he appointed you. Just so that we could be here this day, praise God. Another thing that it says that God conferred holy orders on us, praise God. God had a reason and a place for all of us to be here, praise God. We got Brother Brown coming to us all the way from Sanford, Florida, praise God. And that's only to meet up with this brother because somehow he ended up here. Somehow there were some holy orders conferred upon him. Can we say amen?
Amen.
I know in the military when we have orders, that means that we got to go. Amen.
Amen.
We got to move out. There are things that we got to go.
Yeah.
When we get those orders conferred upon us, we got to go.
Yes.
Now we can decide that we're not going to go. But there will be consequences. Amen.
Right, right.
Amen. That's even in the body of Christ, there are times when people decide, I don't really want to go when it's God's will.
Yes.
Jonah tried that one time.
Yes.
He still got to where God wanted him to go.
That's
Amen.
Right.
He just took the long way to get there.
Yeah.
So it's up to us. If God confers orders upon you, praise God, then we've got to get there. So from out of the womb of God's own spirit, God chose true gospel. Can we say amen?
Amen.
He's
amen.
Still creating, praise God.
Amen.
And he's still bringing things into being.
Yeah.
Now, I want to talk to you about two individuals. I see this water glass up here, and it's only me up here, so I'm going to assume this is
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
I want to talk to you about two individuals that the Lord directed me to in terms of the idea of being chosen. Mm-hmm. And when we look at these individuals, we can look at ourselves and see what the Lord has done in terms of what he has done to choose us. The first person I want to mention is David. All of us know King David. Amen?
Yeah, amen.
And we all know his situation. We all know that he was the last of Jesse's eight boys, praise God.
Yeah.
And when Samuel came to anoint the next king, he went to Jesse's house.
Yes.
And he was looking for the individual that he was going to anoint.
Yes, right.
And the first person he saw was the oldest son. And he said, surely this is God's anointing.
Yes, uh-huh.
And God spoke to him and said, well, that's not the one.
Yes.
He said, man looks at the outward appearance, but God looks at the what?
The heart.
There's something going on in the heart, praise God.
Yeah,
and so sometimes the individual that may look least likely to be the one just might be the one.
Yes, that's right.
So David ended up being the last one. He went through all the sons, and to the point he had to ask the question, don't you have any more kids? And he says, well, yes, there's David, but he's out feeding the sheep. So he was not even considered among his other brethren.
Yes.
But he was chosen. Can we say amen?
Amen.
Sometimes the chosen one is not the considered one.
Right.
He's not the one that everybody is looking at, but that doesn't mean that he is not the chosen one. Can we say amen?
Amen.
He didn't look like kingship material, praise God.
Amen.
How many of y'all know you didn't look like kingship material until God got his hands on you? Amen.
Amen.
We've been some places, praise God, some dark places, praise God, but when God brings you out and he puts his anointing on you, the whole ball game is different. Can we say amen?
Amen.
Nobody knew anything about David. He was just that young boy that was out there feeding the sheep, praise God. He was chosen. As a matter of fact, the Bible lets us know that Samuel came and he anointed him. And from that moment on, the Spirit of God was upon him. He was anointed to be king, to be king of Israel. Y'all know what he did after he got anointed? He stayed right there. He went right back home. He went right back out to doing what he was doing.
Yes, that's
out there with the sheep, doing those kind of things.
That's right.
Because sometimes when you're anointed and you're appointed and you're chosen, sometimes you're just not going to be used just right then. Amen?
Amen.
Sometimes you got to go back right back where you started.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Because there's some things that we have to learn.
Yeah.
And sometimes we just got to wait.
Yeah.
But while we're waiting, we got to keep our composure. Amen.
Amen.
Because sometimes we are ready to go and to do and to be.
That's right.
Because we knowing that we have anointed to be king.
Amen.
See, sometimes we don't feel like we're somebody until we're in that position.
That's right. Amen.
But God wants you to know that you're still somebody.
Amen.
Even while you're feeding sheep.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah.
Even before you get the degree, you're still somebody.
That's
Amen.
Right.
Even before you get the house and you're still in the apartment, you are still somebody. Right. Can we say amen? Now, this may not be the last place, praise God, that pastor ends up, but that doesn't mean that he's not anointed and chosen to be pastor of this church. Amen.
Amen.
It may move on to something better, but praise God, right now we're going to praise him while we can. Can we say amen?
Amen.
Praise him while we can, praise God. The thing about David is nobody really took David serious until he killed the giant. Amen?
Amen.
Everybody just acknowledged the fact that, yes, he was anointed and he was appointed, but nothing really changed until David went out and actually killed the giant. And y'all are familiar with the story. Y'all all know that David had to go out and fight Goliath. Goliath was just a giant of a man, and he was threatening everybody. And he said that, why don't you just send one person out, just one. Just one of your individuals, and I'll fight this individual. As a matter of fact, whoever wins, the other nation will be slave to the one who wins. Mm-hmm. And every day for 40 days, he came out threatening, talking about what he was going to do.
Yeah.
And the more he threatened, the more afraid they got. Until this unassuming little shepherd boy decided, who is this uncircumcised Philistine that dares to defy the armies of the Lord? Little man, youth, young, not proven. Nobody realized what this young man could do.
That's right.
But the point is, if you're chosen, amen.
Amen. Amen.
If you're anointed, if you're appointed, if God is in it, then you're in it to win it. Can we say amen?
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Yeah, it's all about God. It's all about what he's doing.
Amen.
So I say the true gospel, don't be dismayed because of small beginnings. Amen.
Amen.
We got to go on in spite of, praise God.
Amen.
In spite of your current size, praise God, you have been anointed to take on giants. Amen.
Amen.
There's some giants out there, praise God.
Amen.
But you've been anointed to take them on.
Amen.
There's giant size opposition out there, but you've been anointed to take it on. Amen. There are giant size hindrances out there, but you have been anointed to take them on.
Yes.
Giant size comparisons out there. Because there are going to be those who say, man, well, look at my ministry. You know, I got it going on. You know, I got 2,000 members on Sunday, praise God. 4,000 if you count the ones by satellite TV, praise God. I can tell you about the kind of car I drive in, but it's not all about that. Can we say amen?
Amen.
It's about being chosen. Amen. It's about being anointed and being appointed and being chosen and doing the will of God. So all the time we're waiting in for God to do what he's going to do in our lives, praise God. The Bible says that he who began a good work in you will complete it. Amen.
Amen.
He's going to finish it.
Amen.
So all the while, we got to keep our composure. Keep your composure. So David was anointed of God, and that Bible says that the anointed never left him. It was on him and all the things that he did.
Yes.
And the slaying of Goliath, the Bible says that the anointing was with him.
Yes.
There's another individual that I want to bring to your attention real quick. Another very familiar individual by the name of Joseph. Anybody remember Joseph? Say amen.
Amen. Amen.
Joseph had a what? He had a dream. Amen.
Yes.
Yes. He had a dream. He had a vision. Joseph had two dreams, and all the dreams that he had, he always dreamed that someone was bowing down to him. Even his family was giving obeisance to him. Sometimes when you have a dream, you got to be careful who you tell your dream to. Amen. Because not everybody can respect your dream. Not everybody wants to hear what it is that you're dreaming about. Sometimes if they can't find themselves, they don't want you to find yourselves either. Amen. The saying goes, that we're like crabs in a barrel, praise God. One trying to get out, and we just pull the other one, pull that one back on down with the rest of us, praise God.
Amen.
But Joseph had a dream. The one thing about dreaming, sometimes you have the vision, but you don't know exactly what you got to go through in order to get to where the vision is. Amen?
Right.
And sometimes the way that we have to go aren't ways that we would have even thought of. Can we say amen?
Amen.
Sometimes the way that we would go, if we knew what was in store for us, we probably wouldn't go. Amen?
Amen.
We probably wouldn't even get there. But Joseph had this dream. And the one thing that I noted about Joseph was that the further he got from his surroundings, the further he got from his family, and the furthest he got from his own reality, the closer he got to his dream.
Mm-hmm.
Now, y'all remember the story. He got thrown in the pit.
Right, right.
And then he ended up in Potiphar's house.
Yes.
And then he ended up in the prison.
Yes.
And then eventually he got to the palace.
Yes.
But to go in the pit and even to go in Potiphar's house and then to go in prison weren't places that he wanted to go.
Mm-hmm.
But the Bible says that the Spirit of God was on him, that the Lord was with him.
Yes.
And no matter where he went, he prospered. Amen.
That's right. That's right.
So no matter where the true gospel church is, in terms of location, we can still prosper. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
No matter where pastor is, he can still prosper.
Yes.
It's a funny thing to be in prison and prosper. Amen.
Amen.
Somebody can say amen.
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 You can be locked up, locked down, and still be able to prosper.
That's right. Amen.
Sometimes we look at our situations and we look and how things are, and we feel bad for ourselves and we feel sorry for ourselves. But if we trust in the Almighty God, it doesn't matter where you are.
Amen.
God can prosper you right there.
Yes. Yes.
The Bible says that he prospered. Everything that his hand touched prospered. Even when he was in Potiphar's house, things were going great.
Yes. Yes.
The Bible says that even when he was even in the house, things prospered. And even though he was in the house, everything around him prospered.
Mm-hmm.
In the field.
That's
amen.
Right. Amen.
He stood,
amen.
There was prosperity going on.
Yes.
Prosperity was in Potiphar's house for the sake of Joseph.
Mm-hmm.
Because
that's right.
A God man was there.
That's right.
Prosperity is in true gospel for the sake of Pastor Freeman. Amen. Because a man of God is there. A woman of God is there. Amen.
Yes.
And as I look around the room, I see other folks that are prospering as well. Amen.
Yes.
Don't look at your situation. Don't
amen.
Look at how
that's
things
right.
might be
that's
right now.
Amen.
But
amen.
We got to look to God and look to the future. We got to find a word in the Bible that speaks to my situation
that's right.
going to help me to come out on the other side.
That's
can
right.
we say amen?
Amen. Amen.
If I had to stay where I was, I could probably still find reason to praise God. Amen.
Amen.
But when I know that he wants me to go from where I am to where he wants me to be, that's all the more reason that I have to praise him.
Amen.
So we haven't arrived yet, praise God.
Amen.
We know that God was with Joseph just as he was with David. And true gospel, the Lord is blessing you.
Amen.
The blessing of the Lord was upon Joseph. And everything that he touched was just great, praise God.
Amen.
True gospel. Mm-hmm. The blessing of the Lord is upon you and this house. Mm-hmm. In this house and in the field. Mm-hmm. This house meaning this church.
Amen.
The field meaning that everything that's around you
Amen.
Is going to be blessed because of you.
Yes.
You just got to walk out and trust God
Amen.
For it. Amen.
Amen.
There are some
Amen.
Folks that are out there. I've seen some talent here today, praise God.
Amen.
But there's more out there. Amen.
Amen.
I see some souls that are in here today thirsty for the Lord.
Yes.
But there are more out there, praise
That's
God.
Right. That's right.
And because you're about God's business in here, then God's business is going to be done out there.
Amen.
And those Amen. Business, that business out that's out there is going to be coming in here, praise God.
Amen. Amen.
And then pretty soon you're Amen. Going to be saying, Lord, enlarge my territory, praise
Amen.
God. I need a bigger place to be.
Amen.
I need a place that can hold more people, praise
Amen.
God.
Amen.
So we need to stay where God wants us to be. We need to keep the vision, amen?
Amen.
Whatever the vision is that God has for pastor, we need to keep with the vision, praise
That's
God.
Right.
Amen.
We need to trust the creator of the vision, amen?
Amen.
Because if God is honoring pastor and if God is giving him his vision, praise God, we got to keep the vision and we got to honor the creator of the vision.
Amen.
Even when it looks like it's not working out the way that we want it to, praise God.
Amen.
How many of y'all know we make plans and they don't always work out the way we want them to?
Amen. Amen.
Yeah, sometimes it goes this way and it goes that way, but it's not always going the way we want it to, praise
right.
God.
Amen.
But we serve a God who's able, amen?
Amen.
He is truly able. During these times, we can say that all things work together for what?
For
the good. To them that are the called and to them who God has chosen. So we are looking at some chosen in here today.
Amen.
Anybody who's walking to with God and walking about purpose, we realize that God is going to bring some things around for you. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
God told Jeremiah that he, and this is what he wants his church to know. He told Jeremiah that I have loved you with an everlasting love.
Yeah.
He said, therefore, with loving kindness have I drawn thee.
Mm. Mm.
See, when God was looking at you the whole time he had chose you, you might have been going out doing everything that you were big enough to do. But he was working on you. Amen.
Yes. Yes.
He saw you from afar off.
Yes.
And he sent a word. Praise God.
Yes.
He sent somebody.
Yes, he did. Yes, he did.
He sent something that spoke to you. Someone who called unto you. Somebody who called and made a motion at the right time. Because God is in love with you. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. God sees you as that one in a million. Praise God. And he loves you. Praise God.
Thank you.
The one thing that we have to get down and have a good understanding of is God's love for us.
Yeah, amen.
Because if we believe that God loves us, we can go through anything. Amen.
Amen.
It don't matter what it is.
Amen.
Joseph was okay doing it. All the things that he was doing. You never heard about him complaining, mumbling, grumbling, saying, man, here I am in this prison one more time. I'm in Potiphar's house one more day. It didn't really matter what he was going through because he knew that he was loved. Amen.
Amen.
When Christ went through all that he went through on the earth, it didn't matter to him because he knew that he was loved.
Amen.
There's some folks that are out there that need to know that they're loved.
Amen.
And the way that they're going to get that is they're going to get it from you. Amen.
Amen.
They're going to realize that there's a church called True Gospel.
Amen.
Here in this vicinity, praise God. Now, I know there's a lot of other churches out here. I've seen them. I saw some folks who went to church when I came up here this morning.
Amen.
But I'm not talking about those churches.
That's
I'm
right.
talking about True Gospel. Amen.
Amen.
There's going to be a love fest going on right up in here. Because some folks are going to realize that there are some things that they can get from this place right here.
Amen.
So the love thing has to go on. The love thing, love has to be communicated. Amen.
Amen.
You can't say that you love somebody and you can't communicate that to them.
Amen.
Love has to be communicated. Not only does it have to be communicated, but it has to be understood.
Amen.
Because sometimes we can say that we love somebody and we can go about our way of communicating that love. But if they don't understand how it is that we're communicating, the signals gonna get, they're going to get lost. Can we say amen?
Amen?
Some of y'all that's been married for a while, y'all know what I'm talking about.
That's right.
If you said you love me, these are the things that I need. I see what you're doing, but that's not what I asked for. And sometimes you got to go where they are. Amen.
Amen.
We have to talk. We have to communicate so that we can understand each other's love language. Praise God.
That's right.
There's some things that we can talk about on that level. Amen.
That's right.
A love language, because my love language may be different than my spouse's. Amen.
Amen.
But if she's into me and I'm into her, then we're going to find out what those love languages are so we can connect somewhere in the middle. Y'all know what I'm talking about?
Amen.
All the grown-ups in the house say amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. So love must be communicated, praise God. It must be understood, and love must be expressed.
Yeah.
Yeah, amen. I got to know. Yeah, you know, every now and then you might not want to tell it on the mountain or whatever, but you might want to tell me. Amen.
Amen.
If you love me, you tell me you love me. Praise God.
Amen.
Don't just say, well, you know how I feel about you. Well, if that's how you feel, then tell me.
That's right.
Express it to me in some way that I can understand.
Amen.
Because that's going to put something underneath me. Amen.
Amen.
That's going to put some wind beneath my wings. Praise God.
Amen.
And I'm liable to do some things. Praise God.
Amen.
I'm going to leave that right there. We got to communicate, praise God.
Oh, watch out.
Yes, we do.
Use your love as though it's going to last forever. Because that's the kind of creator we have.
Yeah.
And that's the way he created you to last forever.
Amen.
Don't be stingy with it. Amen.
Amen.
So True Gospel, love on somebody. Praise God.
Yes.
When we leave this circle, we got to love on somebody.
That's
amen.
Right.
Amen.
But love them like your love is going to last forever.
Yeah.
If you feel like your love is depleted, then we can go to the Father. Amen.
Amen.
And we can get what we need. Praise
yes.
God.
Amen.
True Gospel, the chosen. So to the chosen, keep the vision. Amen.
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 Don't forget your calling.
That's right.
Amen.
Don't forget who called you. Amen.
Amen.
Don't worry about present circumstances or situations because those things will change. Amen.
Amen.
It's not your gift that God is concerned about. Amen.
Amen.
It's not your gift that he wants.
Amen.
He wants you.
Amen.
If he's got you, then he's got your gift. Amen.
Amen.
If he's got you, he's got your talent.
That's right.
Amen.
And I guarantee you, your talent's going to be so much better with him, in him, than you standing alone by yourself.
Right.
You try to get everybody up to see how much talent you have, how much abilities you have, but it's not until the Spirit of God gets in the mix that we can really see what's really going on. Amen.
Amen.
Because all praise should go to God. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Sometimes we try to make sure that we heap a little praise on our own selves.
Amen.
But it's all about heaping praise on God.
Amen.
That's right. Amen. You're chosen today, praise God. He's looking for you. Whenever you show up, let the Spirit of God rest upon you, praise God. Let it be his grace. Let his grace make you prosperous. Let it be prosperous toward, let you be prosperous towards everything that you need in the grace of God. True gospel. Go.
Amen.
And be blessed.
Amen.
Of the Lord.
Amen.
I told you I won't leave before you long. Let's give God a hand. Praise.